Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
We are back here, 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680, 105.7, hanging out with you. We've got a lot coming up around here. We got, of course, Louisville baseball in action at home this weekend. Big series, 6 o'clock tomorrow, 1 o'clock Saturday, 1 o'clock Sunday. Tonight, we got Soccer City and the NFL Draft. Oh, I love the NFL Draft. We should probably just simulcast that. I can't see anything else.
Let's play that music whenever a draft pick's done.
Yeah. See if we can chase any doubt that the draft tone. I do.
Jingle.
Lieber and I were talking about that the other day. When you hear that tone, you're like, uh-oh, the pick is in.
Well, you pick your head up.
The pick is in. Yeah, you do. It
you
makes
pick your
turn.
Head up.
Yeah.
You want to go see who's getting drafted.
Yes. Yes, you do. And it's that's what's just one of the many great things about the draft. I mean, the coverage of the draft over the years is just phenomenal how it's changed. I mean, pop that. Yeah. And I think that's the more modern one. I think if you look on the YouTube, I think there's an older one in there that I sort of remember. I mean, the thing used to be at noon on a Saturday. I remember being at like Keeneland watching the draft, you know, going, you know, why is nobody picking Randy Moss? Why is he falling? And then Moss goes on to just, you know, torch everyone.
Sure. Is there a moment, do you think, that this year, hour before the draft, where you see some guy in a gas mask smoking pot or something?
So, well, it's funny you think about that. Is like, it was such a big deal. Would it be a big deal now that a dude was smoking pot? I mean, the gas mask made him look weird, but
he just, somebody was trying to extort him, you know, like they had a,
but the fact that would be, I mean, I'm just saying, if we saw that today,
it did affect the stock. How far did he fall? Where was he was supposed to go from like top
yeah,
five,
but he's won in the end because he's made a fortune.
He's a good player, and he cost the team, it cost the teams that would have been selected him, because
he was 13th overall, but I think he was going to go in the top five shortly. Let's see, now it's decision 10 minutes before the draft was set to begin, Tunsil's Twitter account showed a video of him wearing a gas mask and smoking from a bong. Although Tunsil's agent Jimmy Sexton immediately explained the account was hacked, it resulted in some teams taking Tunsil off their draft boards entirely. The Baltimore Ravens could have had him at six.
Man.
Who did the Ravens take at six in that draft? That was
2018?
2016. 2016, because the Dolphins took him, played them for 3 years, and then he went to the Texans.
So the Ravens drafted Ronnie Stanley instead.
Okay. Well,
he's been hurt a ton.
Been hurt a lot. You're right. Yeah. In February, mock drafts thought he could be the number one overall pick by the Titans. But his Twitter account showed the video, resulted in some teams taking him off the draft boards. The Ravens and the Titans, both in need of offensive tackles, passed over Tunsil and took, Ronnie Stanley and Jack Conklin, respectively. The Dolphins selected him at 13. In a parallel incident, Tunsil's Instagram account published a screenshot of a texting money request. That's right, from Ole Miss assistant athletic director John Miller for rent, and so Tunsil's mother could pay her electric bill.
Oh.
That's right, I remember that, because you had that, and then it's like, oh, Ole Miss had the bag. During a post-draft press conference, Tunsil admitted he took money from an Ole Miss coach while a member of the school, but explained his Instagram account had been also hacked.
Yeah, he got hacked, but it was still him smoking weed out of the gas mask.
Would we care? Why?
I don't care.
But I think we cared more then. It was 2016. I think a lot's changed about people's attitudes towards marijuana in that amount of time.
Yeah, it's a shame that it happened. And obviously, the Miami Dolphins were like, we're getting a good player here. We're going to snag this guy up.
Give him a little drug test every now and then.
But it seems like every small thing matters in the draft, like hand size, ankle size. And if you have a PR gaffe like that.
But I don't think he's made $121 million.
Has he really?
$121 million.
Now he can smoke in a gas mask and nobody will care.
I think anybody could smoke in a gas mask in today's era and no one would care. I mean, how many states had legalized marijuana back then? Not many.
That's true.
You know, and now I just don't think people care. The fact that, I mean, if somebody tried to, I'm gonna tell the world your client smokes weed.
Okay.
Oh,
I don't even think they test for marijuana anymore. I know they don't in the NBA. And in the NCAA, they're actually getting rid of it this coming year. So, like, you can't, like, because it's legal in so many states.
All players receive, let's see, one annual test under the PES policy. Percentage of annual test under the NFL, some of the NFLPA's website. Will also be tested for THC from the start of training camp until after the last game.
Really?
If you are notified of a test. Let me check the date on this.
Yeah, because I thought they dropped it.
That's the NFLPA's website, it looks like to me.
Okay.
But I don't know.
I thought they were stopping testing. Or maybe it was, I don't know. And NBA, I don't know. But it's just, like, stupid. It's, like, it's legal in so many different places.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I don't think today it would be a big deal.
Slowing you down.
Oh, hang on. That does not test for THC. That's okay. So all players receive an annual test under the SOA policy. The SOA annual test, I mean, there's a lot of initials here.
Right.
Does not test for THC. This testing only happens in groups. Free agents usually be tested within a week of signing and be tested. I said, now I'm totally confused.
So they're testing for everything but THC, is what it sounds like.
But the next line says different. It says, I don't know.
Huh.
We'll have to ask someone we can call. No, it says all players have one annual test. Yeah, one annual PES test. You know, I don't know what these initials mean. A percentage of annual test under the PES policy will also be tested for THC.
I need to know what all these.
So there is somebody testing for it.
Okay. Well, it's just like a totally different deal now, though. Like, you know, like
PES. I don't know.
I don't care. But is there going to be some
performance-enhancing substance?
Performance-enhancing substance.
Like steroid.
But weed is under performance-enhancing?
I wouldn't think it would be. I would think it would be performance-hindering.
I don't know.
A lot of the players say that it helps them recover after games.
I guess that
counts. Well, Percy Harvin used to be high every game that he played, though. Like, he came out and said that.
he was high every game.
Yeah, I remember that. Every single game. But he also suffered with headaches, right? He had migraines, big time.
Man, if I took a gummy, I'd be asleep by halftime.
Yeah.
What's wrong with
Mark? I mean,
Mark?
The real drama with the draft is who's going to, right?
That's right.
Is it Daniels? Is it Drake May? When do people start panicking for quarterbacks?
What do you think it'll be?
I don't know. I think Jake Daniels, but I don't think anybody. What if we get any odds? That's the thing to watch is to watch the gambling.
I think it was Daniels had a brief lead yesterday when I checked, but I don't really know.
See if I can find any betting lines on the draft. I don't know, they were there earlier. But does someone trade up? You know, stuff like that. So I think it's fantastic. I love draft night. So we'll let you hop in. 267-9680 is our number to get in. Text away to the UPS jobs text line 437-9680. We'll let you do that this morning.
I would not draft J.J. McCarthy in the first round.
Not there. I mean, they're talking about him like fourth overall.
No way.
I just don't see it.
There are too many.
Feels like Mac Jones.
Good players in the draft that there's no way.
Without the dad bod.
You're telling me that Malik Nabers or Marvin Harrison Jr. or Brock Bowers or Joe Alt or Adunze or some of those guys are there, and I'm going to draft J.J. McCarthy? No, and I know that it's an important position.
I know, but I don't think he's the guy that you have to have at that. To me, that's just going up to get a quarterback so your fans feel like you're trying. But I don't think he's worthy of that. I would not want my team, if they were in need of a quarterback, to trade up for him.
I can kind of see reaching for Drake May. I'd rather have Jaden Daniels over Drake May, but I mean, Drake May's a bigger player than Jaden Daniels, so maybe they like that. And he's not a bad player, but I'm not taking Bo Nix. okay, I'm not doing Bo Nix. I'm not doing J.J. McCarthy. I would do Penix, but I'd probably later in the first round, not early in the first round. There's too many good players in this draft.
I agree.
Too many.
Yeah. And what there was a talk this morning about the Colts maybe trying to trade up to get Marvin Harrison Jr.
Because they picked 15th, but they would have to move up into the top five or six in order to get him. But I don't know that you have to reach that high because I feel like this. Remember when we had Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase?
Yes.
Justin Jefferson is a better player. I mean, I like Chase.
I mean, they're
I don't know. Not have Chase.
I mean, I don't know. I think they're. I'm not sure I wouldn't really have Chase, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah.
So,
when they're both healthy.
You know. I take either one of them.
Yes.
And that's the point.
I think it's you're flipping a coin there, though.
And that's the point.
You're not losing either
Malik
one.
Nabers, Odunze, or Marvin Harrison Jr., if there's three options there that are awesome receivers and I want a receiver, I don't know that I need to trade up into the top six.
But obviously you got the family connection there. That might be cool, nostalgia.
That
in
would
addition
be cool.
to that, you know, so I don't know.
But is that
I don't think that's
that
why
worth
you do it. Yeah, I don't think that's why you do it. I think two things are almost certain. Number one is going to be Caleb Williams, and number seven is going to be Joe Alt to the Titans. I think those are the only two things locked into the draft.
That's funny.
And then we were joking about that yesterday, and who did Jared have on yesterday?
Joe Alt. From Notre Dame. Yeah, he was great.
Seems...
But Mason Reiger went straight through him in that game. That was a moment. I was like, oh my, that was the best individual play of the year for me.
Okay.
Was Mason Reiger getting that sack on Joe Alt.
But he's a big old boy. I mean, 6'9", 321 pounds.
Yeah. And Mason went through his chest.
Yeah. Okay. I get it. But I'm trying to evaluate the NFL now.
Hartman.
Yes. and then, to me, those are the two locks in the draft. They get Brock Bowers down at 10.
I mean... I'm not letting them slip down to 10 if I need a tight end. I mean, you know, some of this is need-based.
I think somebody will trade up for him. I think.
He's a machine.
Yeah.
I mean, what? He had an Achilles injury
crazy surgery on?
I'm not letting Brock Bowers. There are freaks in this draft, and you just can't let the freaks get down into the playoff contending teams.
Yeah.
Like, you just can't do that because the difference makers.
Yeah. I tend to agree with you. He's one of those guys you just hope he can translate in the NFL the way he was in college.
Right. I mean, did anybody see Travis Kelce coming in from Cincinnati?
Obviously not.
He was third round.
Yeah.
I'm looking this up, actually.
Oh, what was Andrews? Was Andrews
third
the first round? Andrews was a third rounder.
Yeah.
And, you know, Darren Waller was kind of a surprise guy. And, you know, he's been kind of up and down. But the Falcons drafted that one guy high.
He's
been okay.
No, but he's been massive underachiever.
Right.
The guy from Florida, the fourth.
Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, Kyle Pitts.
He's been a massive underachiever.
Yeah, I would have thought Kyle Pitts would have been.
Right.
I like him better than Bowers, to be honest with you, coming out. I mean,
really? You liked Pitts better than
he
liked
Bowers?
He went
fourth overall, I think, right?
So, yes,
that's,
he did.
But that's where I see Bowers. Like, I see Marvin Harrison, Odunze, Nabers, and Bowers
but,
as being the
but
best.
But you're also
in the draft.
Going off of college production purely, right? I mean, that is. And if that were the, you know, if that mattered the most, then it'd be easy to draft. That's why it's not easy to draft. I mean, Kyle Pitts had everything. He's like, what, 6'6", basically. I'm just looking at wingspan.
He was a little light, though. Was he like 225?
He's 245.
Now? Or when
he's
coming
looking
out?
at the mock draft from something
back then. He's 245 when he came out of Florida?
I just Googled. Yeah.
Really?
Kyle Pitts was a freak.
I thought he was going to be amazing.
Yeah,
I really did. I thought he was going to be superstar.
I still think he can be.
I mean,
he had
just
a quarterback
too talented.
Desmond Ritter is a Sanex grad and proud to call him so. But I mean, Kirk Cousins is a little bit of a bump this year.
Yeah,
I mean, we'll see.
Sure.
Yeah,
but so it's just not. I mean, so his 40 time was 4.4, wingspan 83 inches. I have no perspective on what that means. Hand size 10.58 inches, whatever the hell that's worth. Okay, so Pitts had a longer wingspan than any wide receiver or tight end in the NFL in the last 20 years.
Whoa,
breaking DK Metcalf's record.
Jeez,
so he had all of those.
He's crazy athletic. Athletic. So
4.4, and you saw, I mean, he was, you know, he had, you know, 12 receiving touchdowns, 96 yards a game, you know, in college.
Right.
I mean, it was.
And if you could go back and draft you know, Travis Kelce in the first. I mean, how many teams would draft him in the first round? No one would. They know
Kyle
now.
Kyle Pitts 6'5" and 5'8", so 6'5" and a half, 245 pounds, biggest wingspan of 20 years, 4.4 in the 40 at that size. Yeah. I mean, that's
thought he was going to be a stud. And so
you may be
misses.
Right. If he gets, if they get a, the, who do they, who went down there? Who's the
Cousins? Yeah. Cousins.
That might be. That's going to be a tough guy to evaluate for fantasy football is Kyle Pitts. Where the hell do you take him?
The whole roster of the Falcons, especially in the pass catchers.
But if Pitts, you know, and they just never throw to him. I mean, they didn't throw to him enough. I mean, that Annie Agar, I think, does the funniest recaps of the NFL week. And everything, it was always the joke about the Falcons, like, not throwing to Kyle Pitts and then not playing their best running backs. Like, golly, they were just disaster.
Yeah. So it's been a problem. But, you know, maybe a new quarterback can resurrect his career because, I mean, if you're a pass catcher, and you don't have a pass thrower,
yeah,
it's kind of tough business,
yeah,
to be in. But I mean, is there a player that you're looking for tonight? Because I don't think there's a Cardinal. There's not a Louisville player getting drafted tonight. Maybe tomorrow, but most likely a lot of our guys will be third-day picks. Jarvis Brownlee may go tomorrow.
Well, I'm just curious who trades up that you haven't heard about. You know, because almost always it's somebody you haven't, nobody's been talking about that is going to trade up. So, to grab someone, because I don't think any of the top three are trading out there. They're taking their quarterbacks.
Yeah,
unless they get just an insane offer. And then what happens? Does Harrison go four? What? To me, the draft probably starts at four. I found another mock draft with Joe Alt at seven.
Oh, really?
he's going seven.
Well, I think we all know the Patriots are taking a quarterback. Right.
Yeah.
Like they're definitely.
Well, I think the top three are. I think Washington is. Washington, Chicago, and New England absolutely are. But does someone fall in love with J.J. McCarthy to trade up to four? Boy, I wouldn't do it.
No way.
The Patriots have been rumored to be taking McCarthy.
Oh, really? And that's perfect.
Yeah.
So over Drake May or Jaden Daniels, whoever's there?
Well, there's a possibility. I mean,
they pick three. So.
I mean, they don't have Belichick anymore, so I guess it, you know, maybe it'll be different. But Spencer Brown is worried.
Well, that's not gonna work. Spencer can
he's worried.
If that happens, I don't know what to do with that, but I cannot see them doing that. You know, I have no belief in JJ McCarthy at all.
Yeah, but again, you it's the college prism. Maybe these pro guys may view it differently. I mean,
he's just on the best team, like, assembled, and he wasn't really.
Well, it wasn't like Brock Bowers was on a bad team, you know.
Well, but he was tearing people up, man. I mean,
but he was on a, yeah, I mean, it's probably some dudes that, you know.
Yeah. So, Marvin Harrison Jr., he did not. He had Kyle McCord as his quarterback, which went to Syracuse out of the portal.
I think.
Like, and he was the only option at receiver for Ohio State, okay? Like, he got all the attention, and he still performed. Like, that tells me a lot. It's a little bit different with Neighbors. Neighbors had Jalen Daniels throwing to him, and there's another receiver there that's also going in the first round. He wasn't the only option. So Marvin Harrison Jr. to me is the most surefire guy. But Adenze,
I agree.
Is
no,
too.
I think Caleb Williams is and Marvin Harrison, I would put as the two. Nobody's ever guaranteed, but the two guys that have the highest floor. Like, they're not. I think they're going to be good no matter what.
Right. Like, they may not be Hall of Famers, but you feel like you're getting a good player. Like,
you feel like you're getting a solid player. Pick in the top four, you're hoping you're getting a all-pro caliber player for many years, which might end
Correct.
Up being that way. So, yeah.
Health and injuries, all that ends up mattering.
The fourth pick, to me, is by far the most interesting pick in the whole thing, with Arizona being there. And does Arizona, this is where, this time of year, I don't have my depth charts memorized for fantasy football purposes, because it seems to me they used to have a lot of receivers over there, and then there were some, you know, and some trades. Who were their wide receivers? They need a receiver. They got
Hollywood Brown. Yeah. He's gone now.
Right.
Yeah. They're taking. Sorry. There's three certainties. They're taken at four.
And then Ja'Marr Chase and another Cincinnati Bengal was asking to be traded yesterday.
Well, Ja'Marr Chase isn't. T. Higgins is.
So T. Higgins wanted to be traded.
They picked up Ja'Marr Chase's fifth-year option.
Okay.
Yeah. But it'd be insane not to do that.
Well, they'd be idiots. But, if you know, is there a player that you're unhappy that you're about to lose the rights to, that you could trade the rights to a player, and then that's why the draft is interesting.
That, to me, is what I love about the drama of it.
Sure.
You know? And then the year the Vikings forgot to make the pick, and then they got passed real quick.
They missed the pick.
Because nobody even knew the rule that if you're 10 minutes or 15, whatever it was up, the other team can run up and pick in your spot.
What
and
was
that
happening
happened
to, in there, dude? Do we ever
they were trying to make trades, I think, whatever it was. And credit to the team to knowing the rule to go, we'll take the, you know, yeah.
We'll take that player right now.
Yeah. So and then,
so they just swapped picks at that point, right?
Essentially, yeah. So
the stuff that's interesting to me is like the teams that pick later that need a quarterback, like the Vikings are 23rd. They need a quarterback. They lost Kirk Cousins. They got nobody.
Yeah. Well, they picked 7th too.
Oh, they picked 7th. Okay.
Yeah.
They
go 7 and 23. So they've got
the Vikings, let's see, here's what happened. They were forced to make a rare pass on their first round choice, the 7th overall, when they were unable to complete a proposed trade with the Ravens. This is on 2003, before their 15-minute time limit lapsed. By taking a pass, the Vikings delayed their choice, but were permitted to then make it at any ensuing time. But in a frenzied fury, in the minutes immediately following the Minnesota move, Jacksonville, choosing 8 overall, rushed in its card to take Byron Leftwich. So they got Leftwich, so they had to trade to get him. And lightning time after that, Carolina jumped in to choose offensive tackle Jordan Groh. I didn't realize they missed 2 spots. Minnesota finally exercised the pick at number 9 on defensive tackle Kevin Williams. So they missed 2 picks. I didn't realize that. Mike Tyson's coach goes, I'm pissed. There's no other way I can put it.
Mike Tyson, who I see every year at the Derby.
He's always at the Derby.
You can't miss him either, Chase.
Mountain
he's
of a man.
Huge person. I guarantee you will meet Mike Tyson. I don't know his travel plans, but you will meet Mike Tyson at the Derby.
I mean, how pumped are you if you are, you know, one of these teams that got to jump up there? How much are you praising your draft? Your draft day operations. Forget the GM. Whoever says, hey, they're getting near it. Get the card in.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, especially if they're going to miss, then you got yours ready to go so that you can get the next one and you don't have to wait for them to pick and then take the guy that you've got circled. That's great.
So here was the rest of the story. So while on the clock Saturday, they were discussing trades with 3 teams, Baltimore, Jacksonville, and New England, all at the same time. Minnesota officials finally settled on the Ravens' proposal, a deal that would have permitted Baltimore to jump up 3 spots to select Leftwich. So in return for moving down to the Ravens spot at 10, the Ravens would have gained additional choices in the 4th and 6th round.
Oh, the Ravens are the ones that got screwed.
Everybody's pissed, yeah.
Yeah, the Ravens are the ones that got screwed.
What the hell? Yeah.
What position do you think the Ravens need in this draft?
Gosh. Where are they picking, though? That's
picking 30th. They play in the AFC Championship.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, running back? But I wouldn't take one there.
No, but I think they need a corner.
Never have too many offensive linemen.
No, but
this one's got him taking an edge rusher from Missouri, Darius Robinson.
Okay. I hope they get Kool-Aid McKinstry from Alabama.
Okay.
He's a good player. I love the name.
Yeah.
I think I like the name.
How do you not love the name? Yeah.
I love the name more than
than the player. Yeah, I think you just like the name.
Because it would be
you're picking a horse based off a name right there is what you're doing.
Free drop Billy.
That's what you're doing. All right. We will
my boy Jack.
We will continue along here. We will, of course, have the Derby next week. Looking forward to all that. Also, Inside Churchill Downs. I got their big special Inside Churchill Downs tomorrow night. It's their big Derby preview. It's going to be must-listen-to Derby material tomorrow. So we got that going on. Hey, Fitness Market, if you are thinking about exercise equipment, starting a home gym, adding to a home gym, then Fitness Market is where you need to turn to. Online at thefitnessmarket.com. They are going to, you know, be taking. That's what I have my equipment from. I've got the treadmill. I've got the flooring. I've got the bench, the dumbbells. To have that workout room in your home is a big deal. Takes away excuse making. Also, the saunas. Those start at $17.99. Lieberman yesterday came over again. I see my security camera go off. There's Lieberman. Let's chip out because it's a sauna. And then goes back. You know, whatever he's up to. So it's a Fitness Market online at thefitnessmarket.com. And somebody's talking about him right here.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Give it away. She said, just give it away. Just give it away. There ain't nothing in this house worth fighting over.
broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
Is that for the Vikings they gave it away, or is that for the Jeff?
Yeah, that's for Brom.
Okay. Yeah, all the bumpers today for Brom packing their bleep. That was a story that was much better told on Twitter Spaces than, than over
the
radio.
Well, it's made for it.
Yes, it really is. There's certain stories that I couldn't hit the beep button every 20 times this morning, you know?
No, but it's great.
But he told him to pack. No, I didn't tell him. He packed
He just did it.
And, I mean, that is a badass move. Yeah. That's just all that is. and it's what you got to do. You got to do in this era to let them know who's in charge of the team. You know, that's the tough part of, you know, guys, you know, getting paid think like they're in some, I guess they get some thought in their mind that they're like have some sort of leadership role.
Yeah. Well, they're 18 to 23 year old guys. Yeah. Not always do they have the level of maturity that we'd like them to. And sometimes the representation doesn't have any maturity.
Yeah,
or
at all.
Business sense either. And so, you know, sometimes you got to make a move like that. Signal.
That's right. It's in the Pat signal.
The Pat signal.
And we're going to get the Pat signal today, by the way?
I hope we get the Pat signal today, but I'm hoping we get it by the Derby draw Saturday. That's kind of my deadline where I'll get nervous. But, yeah, we got Chucky Hepburn on campus. John Bowles not happy about it. But Chucky Hepburn is one of those players that is such a key part of any kind of tournament team that you ever have. You got a Chucky Hepburn. And he's a point guard. He's a defensive player. He is a good shooter. He shot it better last year than he did this year. But he's a good player, man. I mean,
so again, when you say all these names, you got to say school.
Chucky Hepburn. Yeah. Point guard from Wisconsin.
There you go. All right.
Face of the Wisconsin program the last couple of years. He's one of the best guards available in the portal. And he alleviates a lot of your defensive concerns out front. So I hope we can get Chucky because, I mean, I don't know, breakfast at Chucky's. I mean, that sounds like fun. Maybe that could be cool.
Texter says, do you know why we can make NFL draft bets in Indiana but not Kentucky? Maybe it's because are they only in markets with NFL teams in them? I don't know
that answer. So I didn't know that you could do one or the other. I didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't know that either, but I'm looking right now. It's about the only thing they don't have right now on FanDuel, because you want to bet the NBA playoffs? Oh, yeah, we got you covered. You want to bet the NHL playoffs? Oh, yeah, got you covered. You want to bet who's going to have any three-pointers over? Hope you had Heat money line last night, because that paid. Let me just say.
What was it, plus 1,100? No, it was a plus 800, minus 1,100.
I will tell
you. What it was.
It was somewhere in the plus 750 range, depending on which site
service
you got
on.
That's where it went. But if you don't have FanDuel app, well, you can still get $150 in bonus bets right now when you log on to FanDuel.com/DrewD. It's FanDuel.com/DrewD. And with the NBA Finals right now, all customers can go on their own playoff run. Some of these lines are so cheesy. I mean, look, new customers, you get $150 in sign-up bonus.
There you
all
go.
Right? That's what you want. And then, you want to parlay, you want to do whatever. But look, all you got to do is make any $5 bet. Then you'll get your $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, during the NBA playoffs. And that's anything. That's three-pointers made, over-under totals, you name it. The FanDuel app has it. They've got great promotions every day. You know, when you look on there, you're trying to say, all right, well, let me look, check today. So we got a no-sweat same-game parlay. We got a profit boost on any live wager during the NBA play today. So there's always those daily odds and promotions. You got to be 21 or older, present in Kentucky. First online real money wager. Only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. So there you go.
There you go.
We'll put this big pick six ticket together for both days. I messaged with Keeneland Dan about that. So
I love that.
He'll be around for the Scotty Davenport.
So he sends you the picks and you'll put the picks in.
I'll take care of it. Don't worry.
Okay.
We'll figure it out.
It's going to be exciting.
We'll do the same thing. We'll do $100 a share and all that. But man, Saturday, it all gets, going this weekend. I mean, you get night racing at Churchill on Saturday. That's going to be really great, by the way, to see with all of the, everything that's there that you saw yesterday. I mean, we haven't had a chance to talk about that.
It was
so
unbelievable.
Regale us.
And so, the paddock area has really created like new spaces within the track. And one of those spaces is actually from the third floor. there's like a new promenade that you can use to walk out.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And that's where the draw is going to be tomorrow night or Saturday night, excuse me. So basically, instead of like where you would go from the third floor, you'd have to go down, walk around, you know, hit the thing. You can just go straight out, and you'll be right out there to the paddock. That type of thing is just, it's one of those touches that I don't think that, I don't know if that was really a part of the plan or that the fans really realize that that's part, that that's going to be something that they added
which,
there.
Which part of that? You're talking
the
about
promenade from third floor up there. Because the paddock, it went from.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think the big thing, are you talking about the thing you can see through? Or
I'm talking about just being on that that third floor concrete area that they created.
I'm certain everything was on purpose for that price tag.
It was a $200 million, Chase.
Yeah.
And so, but anyway, the paddock itself, it looks like a Roman Colosseum. It's big. Like, you don't realize how big it is. Like, our last paddock that we had, what do you think? 900,000 people could maybe see a horse?
Well, yeah, maybe actually see it, because you could obviously cram a bunch of people in there.
You could cram a ton of people in there. Now you've got almost 4,000 people can see, you know, in there and be comfortable. And, you know, for Derby and Oaks, obviously a lot of those areas are going to be ticketed. But for the other days, I mean, you could just stroll up in there, see a horse, and it's all first class. And the cool thing was, the coolest thing was the path from the Woodford Reserve Paddock Club to the thing, that path that you walk through. You go through like an actual rickhouse.
Yeah.
And it smells like bourbon. Because it's an actual rickhouse. It's like actually aging bourbon inside this path. And you pop out and you're right there in the middle of the paddock. It's unbelievable. And the SI Club's amazing too. So
okay, so yeah, what is the Sports Illustrated Club?
So Sports Illustrated Club's like a home stretch club.
Yeah.
Like a turf club.
Yeah, I mean, all these club areas are so freaking cool.
And so you can choose to be there. And I wonder if like Churchill will eventually like say, hey, if you have turf club access,
no, you buy memberships to those clubs.
Yeah, but
yes, you do.
But I kind of like, if I'm a turf club member, sometimes maybe I want to see what's going on at the home stretch club. Or do you just always want to be in the turf club?
I know they sell specific memberships to those places for a reason. They have done the math.
Just wonder if I could buy one that included my choice of all three on specific dates, depending on availability.
No, you had to join the club to be able to buy the dates.
Right. No, I know.
Yeah.
I know. But it's but you know, if you like a little variety in your life, you know, it's kind of, you know, tough. But the SI Club is super cool. And one of the things they have is they have a lot of Sports Illustrated photography and covers that are horse racing related. They've got like saddles and saddle cloths that are signed. And you can view the paddock through what is... It's not really like the spy glass, but it's kind of like that, where the horses can't see you, but you can see them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you're not going to spook them. And I heard there's some comments on Twitter. There's going to be some drunk guy banging on that glass. I'm like, not in these clubs.
Yeah,
you know, not in these clubs. You're not
right. You're
not getting general admission Joe out there banging on the glass, getting hammered. I mean, these are expensive places to go, but absolutely first class. It's going to look so amazing on NBC, Drew.
Believe me, they spent, it sounds like it's lived up to everything that the videos, the previewing it were made to look like.
Yeah.
You know?
And the outside areas are phenomenal.
The racing's really unbelievable. Cool. I'm just looking. I that's what I was trying to find, a maiden special weight. $120,000 maiden special weight. This is the Kentucky Thoroughbred Development Fund doing what it does.
Right.
Clint always said this. You can tell the health of a track based on their purses for maiden special weights. And those are horses that haven't won yet, that are, you know, that are good. Not the claimers that people are, you know, willing to part with. These are the ones we're going to try to see how good they are. And $120,000. I mean, they could probably, with what the Thoroughbred Development Fund has done, have $200,000 ones. But there's no need to do that.
Right. They do have to spend all the money. So the money's got to go into the purses, though. I thought
that goes to, Thoroughbred Development Fund goes, I think, to help a lot of places. But I'm just saying that the Churchill could make them that as well.
It's amazing.
That's where, you know, it goes.
And they increased the purse for Derby 150. Isn't it up to 5? Did they increase it to 5? I'm going off memory here. Huh. They increased the purse of the Kentucky Derby, so it'll be as large as it's ever been.
But these cards are good. They're just great with the, you know, allowance races that are $127,000. So, yeah, I don't know. We may have to do a preview with the BetShare, because it is now on the app, finally, as you said, and maybe we can get Keelan Dan to, you know, pick us one for Saturday night. And get
Saturday? Sure.
Yeah, maybe, you know, get one going there and then have, you know, share it with, you know, several of our
Totally. Crew. Are you going to go to the draw?
I think I'm going to start. I do want to go to Lou City. Lou City plays at night. I think I want to, like, start there, maybe, and then go over in time. I mean, I don't need to see the draw. I don't see him, you know, pick a horse.
I don't know, but it's just the energy of the Derby, and, you know, I don't know. It's fun.
It's fine. It's not must see. I mean, I'll just let me know what it is. I'm fine with that. So.
I'm a little curious to see people's reaction to seeing the new paddock area and the new Churchill Downs, because I think people are going to be blown away by it. Like, it really is absolutely first rate. I remember, like, going to Churchill as a kid, being like, you know, the backside of Churchill is cool. You can tell it's really old, you know, that it's got history. It kind of looks like a factory, you know, but now you can't say that anymore.
No.
Now it's like, it looks like an amazing facility, and it is.
Well, it is, yeah. It's looked like that for a while. I mean,
it has. I mean, but they've done it in sections,
yeah,
though.
Yeah. I mean, the soccer stadium they built around the first turn, I mean, that was pretty impressive last year.
That was amazing. You know? The home stretch club. Yeah. All the things that they've done just over time, it just continually gets better. And that's what I was telling Darren Rogers yesterday. He goes, "What do you think?" And I was like, "I feel like every single time I turn a corner, there's like a new super cool thing." And that's the truth.
Yeah, that's definitely the idea. Let's see. Trying to scroll through the text line. Keep an eye on Mystic Dan. All right,
Mystic Dan.
It says download the Roku app. You can search any show or movie. It will load the app and take you direct. Yes, but then my Roku app doesn't connect with every TV the right way. And then how do I? I hate Roku. I hate it.
I don't feel the same way about Roku as you do. I just don't like the remote.
Oh, yeah, we're going to find this out.
Too tiny.
We are going to. Get the best thing is you never lose your phone.
Right.
You lose your remote or you use your Rokus all the
I don't
damn
need my
time.
Remote to be that small. Like, I don't know why that's a benefit. The remote can be as big as it needs to be because I don't want to lose it. If it can fit inside my couch cushion where it can be lost,
you
know, it's
you can
too
page
small.
It from the TV if it's a Roku TV, at least. I have that for
you
one.
Can.
Yeah, it'll page the remote.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
But that's only from the. It's a Roku television.
It's got to be
though.
Roku TV.
Yeah. I mean, maybe others can do it. I don't know.
I'm sure they can. I mean, I've got Roku TVs.
I mean, you should probably tape a tile on the back of it, to be honest with you.
That's not a bad idea. It's
just,
really
just
not a bad idea.
Just talking out loud here. And,
my sister had a friend that would always go missing, you know, on nights out. Like, she would like she would just disappear, and then she would reemerge at, like, 3 a.m. And so now, if...
Well. We all long to meet women like that.
Right. Well, but now if this girl was around today, they could just put an air tag on her and they would know where they were all the time. Just tie an air tag.
Put an air tag on her.
Just tie
or share location, you know.
Or share location.
Yeah, it might be a little easier. Yeah. Oh, man. So it gets going this week.
Are you ready?
Yeah, hell yeah. Let's do it, man.
I can't wait. I am so excited. I mean, we started off with the rush hour, the traditional rush hour balloon race tomorrow morning.
Yeah, right. Whatever that is.
No, it'll be great, man.
No, the balloon race's greatest tradition is getting canceled. That's the number one tradition of the balloon race, that it gets canceled.
But you know you're in for a great Derby week if the balloon race goes off and the mini marathon go off and they're at the same time. And they're both happening.
Well, the mini marathon goes off. Like, that's, and you have the walkers that'll be up front, slowing everything down acting like they're with the 6 minute mile people. These are terrible humans. They're awful people. And if you take a crowbar there and do something to them, I support you.
Tanya Harding.
Yeah. If you galooly them, they deserve it. They deserve it. If you're a walker, walk with the walkers. Don't be cluttering up the front. You're terrible people. You're the type of people that don't pick up your dog's poop. You don't return the grocery cart either.
Right.
Those are the same people. They the walkers that get up with the 6 minute mile runners, the non-grocery cart returners, and the people who don't pick up their dog's poop.
When is it okay to not pick up your dog's poop?
When it's in your yard.
So it's in your yard. What if it's in like a field?
When you say a field, no, if you're in like a public area, public park,
you should pick it up all the time.
Yes.
All the time.
You're questioning this?
No, I mean, Benji's in a back gate all the time.
Yeah, so. I mean, you have a massive amount of land out there, but if your dog poops and you see it,
No, I mean, we always pick it up if we're at like if we're
doesn't
like
sound walking. Like it.
No, I'm asking.
Just asking for a friend.
Is there a time where you shouldn't or it's okay not to?
When it's on your property. I mean, that's where I stand. I mean,
yeah.
We
end up picking
can you
up
foresee another scenario?
No, I'm trying to think if you knew of one.
No, I don't think so. I mean, there's a dog park. You better
what
do
if you're
it.
What if you're on the train track, walking the dog on the train track? Dog poops on train track. Is it okay?
I guess that's fine.
Just looking for any reason.
If these people are dumb enough to be playing on train tracks and they step in dog poop, I don't really have a lot of sympathy. I mean, I guess you're right. Yeah, I mean, I guess you're right. Middle of Bardstown Road, you're fine. Okay, yeah, middle of the highway, you're fine.
So you can poop on the water.
In any place where someone would be stupid to be playing in and step in their poop, no sympathy there. You know,
there's lots of.
I wouldn't do it in Brahms' locker room.
No. Don't do that. I wouldn't else down in the locker room.
Nope.
I wouldn't poop in the locker room.
Who did that? Somebody did that?
We'll get to that tomorrow.
All right. We'll get to that tomorrow. All right. Well, that's all the damage we can do. I'm about ready to take everybody's stuff and just throw it out of the radio station. No, just to feel like that today. So.
Don't do it.
I'm not going to do it.
Put Chase's stuff down.
All right. He can stay.
He didn't do anything. Yeah, He's not asking for more money.
Nikki V.
He deserves
Nikki
more
DeBoot.
Money. Yeah. Chase, you deserve more morning money.
You'd do that.
Yeah.
You'd be the guy. You would be the guy.
Chase, you deserve more money.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You got Chad's number.
You and Zach. You'd be your own little mutiny you're trying to organize. All right. We'll talk to you.